Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing my earnestly contending letter for May 2026. It is titled, Christ Alone Brings the Kingdom. Ever since the days of Origen and then Augustine, the church has been plagued with a huge amount of errant kingdom teaching. Two truths would go a long way in bringing about much needed correction. Number one, the Messianic kingdom is yet future. Number two, Christ alone will bring in the kingdom at his second coming. Yes, God is always sovereign, and his sovereign reign is always in place. But for the most part, when the Gospels and the Epistles speak about the kingdom, it is speaking about the future kingdom reign of Christ, when he will literally sit on David's throne in Jerusalem and rule the world. Yes, saved people are kingdom people, whose destiny is ultimately the kingdom, and we should therefore live accordingly. Yes, positionally we are there, but not yet actually. Right now, Christ is building his church, not the kingdom, other than in the sense of the conversion of souls who will eventually occupy the kingdom. The kingdom proper awaits to be inaugurated by Christ at his second coming. It is Christ alone who ushers in the kingdom. John the Baptist, as the forerunner of Christ, did no miracles. John 10:41. He called for repentance because the kingdom was being presented as at hand. On that condition, he had no sign miracles. Did no sign miracles because he was not the king. In contrast, when Jesus came preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it was consistently followed by verifying sign miracles, kingdom miracles, showing that Jesus was indeed the king, offering the kingdom on the condition of repentance. The whole point of sign miracles was to show that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, in keeping with what the Old Testament had prophesied about the coming Messiah. When the Jews officially rejected Jesus, he no longer proclaimed the kingdom as being at hand. The emphasis then shifted to going to the cross, and the kingdom was being delayed. As we move into the church age, the emphasis is not on the gospel of the kingdom, but rather the gospel of Christ. In the tribulation, the gospel of the kingdom will again go forth and reach the whole world. But this gospel of the kingdom is not our emphasis today. Yes, today we have people like, quote unquote, the Apostle Bill Johnson, so-called, of Bethel Church in Redding, California, who believes the kingdom is now and that we are helping God to bring in the kingdom, as evidenced by kingdom miracles and new kingdom revelation. His entire theology revolves around this errant teaching. The result is a super huge dose of errant kingdom teaching. It doesn't ring true to Scripture and it doesn't resonate with reality. Bill constantly emphasizes that we are co-workers, quote unquote, co-workers with God, and that our assignment is to bring in the kingdom. When Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Bill takes this not merely as a prayer to God to make it happen, but rather as a commission for us to make it happen. In his book, Dreaming with God, he has a chapter titled, Pulling Tomorrow into Today, with the premise that through faith we can bring in the kingdom now. In his book, The Way of Life, Bill says, quote, simply put, there is no sickness there in heaven, so there is to be none here. Page 21. He goes on to say, quote, we know that God lives in the realm where nothing is impossible. He is God. He's infinite, while everything else is finite. There's only one beautiful exception to this rule. He made it possible for those who believe him to experience the same reality he does. Page 40. Wow! Since we are bringing in the kingdom, Bill prophesies, quote-unquote prophesies, that we, quote, are in the beginning of a 1 billion soul harvest, and that we are, quote, going to see masses of people come into the kingdom. Page 178. Bill absolutely detests the biblical idea that things are going to get worse and worse, 2 Timothy 3, and the church is going to be rescued, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5, as seen in Dreaming with God, page 175. Believers are to give God no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth, Isaiah 62:7. Note he, God, will do it. In the book of Revelation, a key point is that Jesus alone has the right to take the title deed of the earth and take it back for mankind. Revelation 5, 4 and 5. He does this through a series of judgments, Revelation 6 through 18, and emerges as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to reign forever. It is to the Son that God the Father gives the nations as an inheritance, and he will break them with a rod of iron, Psalm 2. Jesus alone treads the winepress of judgment, subduing the world and bringing in the kingdom, Isaiah 63, 3 through 6. It is the height of arrogance and error to think that we are tasked with or have the ability to bring in the kingdom. We pray. We pray. God alone does it. This is God's doing, and the glory is his alone. This is the stuff of the book of Revelation, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. He alone is Lord. He alone brings in the kingdom. Yes, we are empowered to be his witnesses, but even so, God alone gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7. Thought. The early church tasted the powers of the age to come. But the kingdom sign miracles done by Jesus and his apostles were never meant to be normative. Properly speaking, they belong to the kingdom age to come. Hebrews 6:5. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.